Yeah, they use wooden barrels for a lot of things.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if they didn't use it.
And they used to put sorghum in, but they didn't any. They don't any. Well, they probably do where they make them. We don't make them here anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they don't make them at all.
No. When I sold my farm, and we sold the baler and the old sorghum mill.
Oh, you did.
And it there at my place, I think. Most of all that stuff was there.
Mm-hmm.
And they just took a hammer and beat that old baler power up. And
mm-hmm.
They just wanted cast iron in it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
junk.
What about lard? If you were to buy lard at a store in the early days, what would it come in?
Lard?
Uh-huh. If a person was to buy that at a store,
I guess it'd come in a bucket.
Oh,
we never did buy much
lard.
You
had to buy it because you made it.
No, I raised my...
Yeah,
we
so
raised,
you made that?
No,
made
not till we moved to town and
yeah.
I sold the farm down there. Then
yeah.
All lard we buy now is, we don't buy a hog lard anymore, it's Crisco.
Oh, yeah.
We use that vegetable lard, it's more healthier.
Well,
but I was raised up on hog lard. We raised that, we'd always put up all it took to do it
mm-hmm.
on the farm. But anymore, since I sold my farm and to quit raising hogs, we buy it.
Now, what would they use, like, if they were in a buggy and they wanted the horses to go faster, what would they use to...
Well, quirt, or some of them called it a quirt, and
uh-huh.
some of them called it a whip.
But you've seen those?
Oh, yeah, I've used them.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. My mother used to have a buggy and a buggy mare, but she wouldn't let me have that rig very often.
She would not.
Just for a big day, she'd let me have her buggy and buggy mare. She had a black buggy and red spokes in it, and a pretty little old fat sorrel mare and pretty harness on it. So she looked good. That was my mother's now. When she wanted to go anywhere, she had
that.
That
was her.
That was her. But she'd let me have it if I'd be right good to her. take my girl, if it was a big day, at Norfolk, over at Cocotta or something like that. But I had to be awful careful. And it'd be kind of good when that time was coming up. But I had a mule that I rode,
uh-huh.
you know, that I want to take my girl somewhere.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And if I did, well, I'd get her horse, but she let me have the mare when she went in the buggy.
Oh, she would. But that buggy was...
buggy was just a special.
That's special.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I don't much blame her there.
It sounds like it was black with red.
Spokes.
Oh,
wheel. Red
oh.
wheel. It shined up, isn't it? She bought it new.
Mm-hmm. That's really something. Well, now, if you were, years ago, if you bought something like fruit at a store, for example, now the grocer might put it in a paper
bag?
Or so, did you ever hear it in a, what did they call it when you were a boy?
Call them sacks.
Did they call it sacks?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear
poke.
Poke. That's what I was wondering. Did you ever hear it called a poke?
Yeah, I hear it called pokes lots of times.
Yeah.
So
you something like to the store for a poke of...
Yeah. Poke
of
something, anything.
Yeah.
Poke of beans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Something like
that. And this bread now, this light bread,
uh-huh.
They used to call it pones.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Pones. You know, they used to make it... These old people would make it on the fireplace. They had ovens and they'd